You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. It's Lineup Friday. That means it's the last show of the week here on Locked On Fantasy Football. We went in depth on the six wildcard matchups. We took the Saturday games, then we looked at the two Sunday day games, and looked at Sunday night and Monday night football. So if you missed any of that, we broke that down in succession for you. With a matchup Tuesday, starting a little bit early, matchup Tuesday, matchup Wednesday, matchup Thursday. Now we're doing a lineup Friday where we're putting everything that we've learned and broken down from all these games and looking at them from the perspective of what do we do on Saturday and Sunday. So Cardinals-Rams, we're not going to talk about that as the outlier there on Monday night. There, if you want to play the showdown there, good luck with that one, but we're going to do Saturday and Sunday here. So look at the two main slates that we have offering here. So a two-game slate there on Sunday featuring the Raiders and Bengals, and then we have the Patriots and Bills. Then Saturday we go three games all the way through Sunday Night Football. So the games that we've broken down in depth for you, matchup Wednesday and matchup Thursday there for you with the Eagles and Buccaneers, the 49ers and Cowboys, and last but not least, the Steelers and Chiefs. So we'll break all that down for you here on the show to close things out, give you injury updates along the way. Plus, we'll end the show looking and continuing our series here, ranking the playoff wide receivers. So we did quarterbacks and running backs. We're going to count down 14-1 there to give you the top most trusted wide receivers here, reality and fantasy football-wise, we should watch out for in the tournament towards Super Bowl 56. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available for you on all platforms. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to look at the Saturday main slate in our first segment. Then we're going to look at Sunday. We're going to give you our roster construction here for how we want to go with our lineups. So I'll give you what we're thinking about in these games in particular and where we want to invest most in, what team and what game. All right, for me, it's easy on Saturday. The Bengals-Raiders game is where it's at. I think there's just going to be more points. We know with the over-under and the defenses, the two best scoring defenses are playing the other game, the Bills-Patriots. That doesn't mean we don't want to have key exposure to that game, but yeah, it's going to be a little bit more leaning principle-wise on the Bengals and Raiders in this game. So if we start Bengals, I'm starting with the stack of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I want to go there. Look, T. Higgins is also a good pivot there. Tyler Boyd, we can go that direction. But I think this is a big Burrow-Chase game. There, they had two massive games before. They didn't play with Burrow in Week 18. The Raiders gave up a massive game outside of Mike Williams. So you figure this is all lining up well for Chase making noise downfield in this matchup here. And the Bengals passing game was rather quiet in the first meeting in Las Vegas. I think they'll heat it up here. Rested ready. They know Burrow and Chase is the key to going deep in the playoffs. So they're not going to mess with that. So at quarterback, 7,300 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel for Joe Burrow. Like him, the best value between him and Derek Carr, Josh Allen, and Mac Jones is a no-brainer there. And Ja'Marr Chase at 7,800 DraftKings, 8,200 FanDuel. So started there. Then we looked at the backfield. Let's lock in one guy that we trust in the backfield. It's Devin Singletary. Liking the Bills to win that game. He's played really well down the stretch as they finished the season as the lead back. So very good price point for him, 5,800, 6,900. Then we looked up, and not too bad here for the other back is Damian Harris at 6,400 and 7,500 there respectively on DraftKings and FanDuel. So really good prices here. Singletary and Harris, we know both of these guys have done damage in this matchup during the regular season. Again, grindy game, grounded game for the Bills and Patriots. You want to invest there in the backfield. So that made sense. Start with the Bengals' explosive pass game. The principals get the stack and then look at running back there. Now, because I like to do this and see what money I have left over, I want to take care of tight end and defense first. So Patriots are the best value there in that Bills game. So 2,700, 3,800. Do not want any of the defenses in the Bengals-Raiders game. And the Bengals are rather expensive. I would have taken them maybe in relation to that. But I do like the Patriots price point very well here. They'll put up some numbers. Even if they lose, it's going to be a low-scoring game here. So 2,700, 3,800. So we look, how low can we go at tight end? We feel like we can go with CJ Uzomah in this game. The Raiders are that bad against the tight end. They give up some big plays downfield. Uzomah can make those plays. They kind of scheme him up in that those situations. He should be healthy this one. We will track that to make sure he goes here. Maybe could have gone in week 18. But yeah, it seems like a primo spot to get him a few key targets and maybe a touchdown here. So 3,500 only on DraftKings, so that's the big appeal, and 5,800 on FanDuel. So we got Singletary and Harris, Uzomah and the Patriots. We got a Burrow Chase. That leaves us with two wide receivers and a flex play. So let's go with wide receiver two. Let's find the bargain that we feel comfortable with. We're going with Gabriel Davis. He's had success against the Patriots in both matchups. The attention will figure to be on Stephon Diggs. So really nice price there on DraftKings at 3,900 and 5,200 on FanDuel. So that's good enough. So he locks in, and we'll see what we have left. So we have some money here to maybe go back to flex, see if we can afford another running back. And it says Josh Jacobs is the guy we can get. So another guy that's going to touch the ball quite often, like Singletary. So basically we've got everybody except Joe Mixon covered here in the backfields on Saturday. So Joe Mixon is the most expensive. So we had room for all these other three running backs. Josh Jacobs, 6,600, only a DraftKings, 7,200 on FanDuel. So three backs, not named Mixon. A lot of the Bengals passing game with Chase and Uzomah. Then you have the Patriots in there. So we're looking for our next wide receiver. It comes down, as you might think, to Raiders options here. So on one side, FanDuel, we could afford Hunter Renfrow at 7,300. Absolutely locking it in with Hunter Renfrow with the price point. So we get to have Chase, Renfrow, and then have a good sleeper in Davis, but that also leaves us with the three running backs out of four of this one. So we can't complain with that, Hunter Renfrow there. Unfortunately, we couldn't quite afford Hunter Renfrow on DraftKings. He's a little bit better price there. But we can take another shot here, so we expended quite a bit. It is a big drop-off by $4,000. It changes the way we look at it based on the prices, but I'm looking at definitely Bryan Edwards. He came on, made some plays there in the last week. People could look at Zay Jones. It's hard between Jones and Edwards who gets it done. But Edwards is the big play stretcher. I think there are going to be some high volume for the Raiders in this one. The Bengals can give up some big plays downfield at times. So Bryan Edwards is a shot in the dark here at that price point. I'm going to take a shot at $3,300 and almost max out the money. But yeah, that's a bummer. But I really like the FanDuel lineup where you can get Chase and Renfrow in the same game in there as well as the three back. So really good there. Now you could adjust a little bit with DraftKings and the other parts of your lineup. Maybe go to Mac Jones and maybe so you can upgrade wide receiver here and all that. But I think we're very comfortable with that. Giving Edwards and Davis, we pretty feel good about Davis. And that makes us okay with Edwards taking a shot at him there on Saturday's main slate with those two games. Now we'll come back in the next segment and we'll look at what you want to do on Sunday on the main slate over three games versus two. But I got to tell you that it is time for the Makes Our Super Bowl predictions here. OnlineGambling.com, just like at Sporting News, sent me the challenge of making my predictions here. And I have them up at Sporting News, and I'm going to follow them at OnlineGambling.com. It would be the Packers over the Chiefs. Now, my sleeper, as I mentioned, as a pick out of both conferences, it would be the Cowboys and Bengals. So Cowboys beating the Bengals. So those are the two ways I'm looking at, favorite and kind of dark horse combination there. So you got to look at OnlineGambling.com to see what picks they made at the website. They made their own picks. They're found in the OG Tips article on their website. So again, you can compare and contrast how I did versus theirs and what they think is going to happen here. But yeah, so we have chalk, Packers, Chiefs, sleepers there that you're looking at, the Cowboys and Bengals. We're all looking for an edge these days, fantasy football fans, and I'd like to thank OnlineGambling.com for sponsoring today's podcast. If you don't already, OnlineGambling.com is a website dedicated to giving bettors the edge throughout the playoffs. They're providing you with the best NFL tips, news, and more to help make your bets as informed as ever. The experts at OnlineGambling.com have set up that challenge there for your Super Bowl prediction, so go check it out. We'll be keeping a close eye on the prediction, Packers and Chiefs, see if that comes to fruition as the playoffs continue. If you're planning on placing a bet during the playoffs, make sure you head to onlinegambling.com before you do. Onlinegambling.com gives better the edge by providing the best and most trusted experience online all day, every day. That includes those OG tips where you'll find their own Super Bowl picks, as well the inside track on how to beat the odds throughout the NFL playoffs. Make sure you visit onlinegambling.com/NFL for all the latest gambling news, tips, and info to beat the odds and give you the edge throughout the playoffs. Remember, onlinegambling.com/NFL to make the most of this year's playoffs. Hey, fantasy football fans, this is Vinny Iyer again with an incredible app everyone who needs to buy gas needs to know about. It's called GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use the promo code TOUCHDOWN and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price of the pump anymore. Get cash back getting GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use the promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back in your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash it at any time to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon or other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use the promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back in your first tank. That's promo code TOUCHDOWN there at GetUpside. Let's continue the show here looking at what we're examining for the Sunday main slate here, and we have three games, and I want to start with the 49ers-Cowboys game. That's like the Bengals-Raiders of the Sunday action. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. So let's look here. Dak Prescott, I'm going to start with him. He is a good value here for sure. 6,700 and 8,000 are his prices. So Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, as you would imagine, are the top guys. Jalen Hurts, we thought about on the lower end here, if he could run and be productive here. But Dak Prescott has seemed to be in the sweet spot there. So we start with Dak Prescott, 6,700, 8,000. We're going to leave him unstacked for now. I think we know where we're going to go later. But yeah, I think we're comfortable with leaving him by himself, at least on one of the sites there. And we'll get to that in a moment. So the next place you go, running back, find those values, lock them in. Looks like Clyde Edwards-Helaire is very questionable here, so that gives us an opportunity to maybe go to Darrell Williams a little bit more. And remember, it's going to probably be a split anyway. The Steelers' run defense is so bad. So look at the price points for Williams. It's almost like a plug-and-play for sure, regardless. 5,200 there and 6,600 DraftKings and FanDuel, respectively, for Darrell 1L Williams. So we love him for sure in this one. And look, Edwards-Helaire, we'll see what happens, but it's a tough injury to come back from. He's hurting. Williams has been very effective. They can be careful with Edwards-Helaire if they think they can beat the Steelers without him. So that's where they're headed here. So Edwards-Helaire I like a lot if you want to invest a little bit more in him, but I'm going to take the value here that's coming in this developing situation, 5,200, 6,600. Same deal, not too much more, is Leonard Fournette. He should return from his hamstring injury here to lead the backfield. They might ease him in a little bit, but he's too valuable as a runner and receiver in this one. So 5,600, 7,300. So lock those two guys in. Now I'm going to go to tight end and defense. And let's look at the tight end. Rob Gronkowski, I want Rob Gronkowski in this one. He didn't play in the first matchup against the Eagles. That's why it's going to be a big difference maker here in this game. 6,400 for Gronk, 7,400 are his prices on DraftKings and FanDuel. For defense, the prices are disparate, but I want to go with either the Bucs or Chiefs. The Chiefs were the bargain there on DraftKings at 3,300. The Bucs were the ones on FanDuel at 4,200. So Chiefs, Bucs splitting that up. We have Gronk with Fournette. That's our little Bucs stack there. Williams and Prescott are out there by themselves. So let's look where else we can go. I'm going to go to flex, and George Kittle, I saw the price while I was looking at Rob Gronkowski. I think he's going to have a good rebound game here. The Cowboys can't struggle against the tight end. We know that. 5,800 for Kittle on DraftKings, 6,500 on FanDuel. So once we lock in George Kittle in the flex, we're looking at wide receivers all the way here to close out our lineup. So where do we go now? For Prescott, I want a bit of a stack here on DraftKings. We're going to go with Cedric Wilson. Too good of a price there, 4,300. He's the new Michael Gallup. He had a big game playing with Prescott. I know there was a lot of resting Eagles in that game, but still Wilson went off as the third receiver, filling in for Gallup pretty seamlessly. 4,300 is the price point. Unfortunately, when we add it all up, we couldn't fit Wilson there as much as we'd wanted. So we went with Chase Claypool on FanDuel. So coming off a nice game to end the season for Claypool, should have some garbage time there. So 5,900 there on FanDuel is the value. So our third receiver, just like our defense, a little bit different, 4,300, 5,900 based on those points. Wilson for DraftKings and Claypool for FanDuel. Now, another guy we really liked into our lineup that was a no-brainer if he was pretty well-priced, it's Brandon Ayuk, 5,200 there on DraftKings, 6,100 on FanDuel for the 49ers wide receiver. Ayuk, again, should get nice favorable single coverage away from Deebo Samuel. Samuel's still going to be great, but you're going to pay a pretty penny to get him in your lineup, and you'd have to sacrifice quite a bit here. It's a little bit more of a balanced lineup, where the other, I think we went a little bit big home run and had a little scrubs there, but this seems to be well-rounded there. So Ayuk, I really like that. So I looked up, who do we have room for here? A lot of people are shaking their head about what Tyreek Hill is doing. I think this is a big rebound spot for Tyreek Hill against the Steelers. Secondary, 7,300 and 8,000 are his price points here on DraftKings and FanDuel. He should rebound big time. People might be scared of the injury. I think it's a bit contrarian play, actually, to put Hill versus Chalk here. I think they're going to make some big plays here playing off the running game for the Chiefs. So that's how Williams and Hill are kind of tied in this one. Fournette, Gronk, we always talk about the running back tight end correlation. Ayuk and Kittle, the correlation there is being the complementary receivers away from Samuel. With Wilson and Claypool, they're our shot in the dark here. Wilson is a complementary big three guy, while Chase Claypool is the number two target here and could get unique touches in that game for the Steelers against the Chiefs. So that's how you like it there. So Burrow and Prescott are quarterbacks here for DFS. So rounding out Saturday lineup, you have Chase and Davis and Edwards there. If we talked about those guys as being lesser wide receivers. Devin Singletary, Damien Harris, Josh Jacobs, CJ Uzama, and the Patriots. On Sunday slate, we have Dak Prescott, got him in with Cedric Wilson there on Vandal, Chase Claypool on, Cedric Wilson on DraftKings, Chase Claypool on FanDuel. Then we have Brandon Ayuk and Tyreek Hill, Darrell Williams, Leonard Fournette, Rob Gronkowski, and George Kittle. They're one tight end, one flex. And then we round out with the Chiefs or Buccaneers as the second highest one on the board on either site there for Week 19, otherwise known as the wild card main slates for Saturday and Sunday. We'll close the show with our fun series there, ranking the top wide receivers there. 14-1, we'll count backwards there. The wide receivers you trust most in the playoffs. So you should know who number one is by now, but we'll give you that officially here in our final segment. BetOnline would like you to wish a happy new year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sporting wagering action for 2022. New year, new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easy way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. It's a new year also, so that means it's New Year's resolution time. If you're about getting fit or getting healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Actually, it tastes better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good you want to eat it, unlike other protein bars which can be chalky, waxy, or taste like a chemical spill. You want to eat healthy, but it gets so boring. By February, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Well, you don't have to worry about that with Built Bars. All the Built Bars you get are covered in 100% real chocolate. Most of the Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams sugar, 4 grams net carbs, and packed with 70 grams protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which usually has 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Even if you're not a huge fan of working out to meet your resolution, at least you can eat something that tastes good and is good for you. That way, when you enjoy a delicious Built Bar, you can almost count it as a workout and know that you're not eating something that's bad for you. There's so many flavors to choose from. Coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie, and many more. In fact, Built is always coming out with new limited time flavors, so you got to check out Built.com often to see what's new and what's happening there. Go to Built.com. That's the easy way to get in on Built Bars. Use the promo code LOCK15, and if you do that, you'll get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off at Built.com. All right, time to close the show. Again, looking at our wide receiver rankings. These are the wide receivers we think are talented, of course, but also we trust most throughout the playoffs. So we're going to avoid any mention of Eagles or Patriots wide receivers. We didn't really trust them much during the regular season. So let's go 14-1. We'll start with Odell Beckham Jr. He comes in here. He's been very good as a complimentary receiver. Can be quiet at times, but a little bit more trust than Van Jefferson, his teammate there, playing off Cooper Kupp. So Odell Beckham Jr. found a new home with the Rams and is producing. Number 13 is an underrated slot guy still to me. Comes through consistently every week. It is Tyler Boyd. The Bengals have a lot of flash. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, but Tyler Boyd is a very nuts and bolts guy, and he can be a solid contributor throughout the playoffs working through the slot. And remember, he was their number one receiver post A.J. Green until Higgins was drafted last year, and they used a first-round pick on Chase this year. Number 12 is Brandon Ayuk here on the list. And, this tells you how good the wide receiver groups are playing in this first-round playoffs. That's even before Devontae Adams and A.J. Brown step on the field here in the divisional round. So Hunter Renfro is next. So Brandon Ayuk, Hunter Renfro back-to-back. I mean, those are two nice players here. And Renfro just getting it done with volume and producing as Derek Carr's go-to guy when he's not looking at Darren Waller. Ayuk playing well off Samuel and George Kittle, as we mentioned here, and that's what we like. Ayuk there in DFS this week. CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper back-to-back at number 10 and number 9. Yeah, they're pretty low. They might seem like it, but we know the Cowboys have been a little bit committee approach with their wide receivers. One of these guys can go off. One can be quiet. They need to get both of them going, I think, in the playoffs. But we're being conservative with them and putting Lamb and Cooper 10-9. That tells you how strong this list is, again, because T. Higgins is at number 8. T. Higgins has an argument to be in the top 5, top 6, but there's some players that are more established playing right now that you trust a little bit more. But Higgins is very special. He just flashes. You want him to be a little bit more consistent. One guy that's really consistent there at wide receiver is Diontae Johnson. He's had a great year as a wide receiver 2, sometimes flashing as wide receiver 1. He's done everything that he's needed here to stand out. A very similar athletic profile to two of their top receivers from the past, Antonio Brown and Emmanuel Sanders. He's been living up to that hype. He's their clear number 1 in Pittsburgh. Chase Claypool, off this list, he just has been rather quiet here for the most part in his second season. Diontae Johnson is locked and loaded here as a wide receiver to trust for many years to come. Number 6, we want to trust him a little bit more. It's been quiet, but we are looking at him in DFS. Tyreek Hill. Yeah, Tyreek Hill comes in 6th. You know that it's a little bit of an off here because he's always in the top 3 when you look at things, but when you know who the top 5 are, then you'll know why Tyreek Hill is a conservative number 6 here. Number 5, Mike Evans. No Chris Godwin, no Antonio Brown. He's going to take on a bigger role. We know he already has a key role for Tom Brady, stretching the field, working the red zone here. So Mike Evans, the body, the speed, power is all there to keep it going. Just a 1,000-yard season machine and touchdown maker there consistently for the Bucks. Number 4, Stephon Diggs. He's the clear-cut go-to guy here for Josh Allen. He's come on strong here down the stretch. He's hard to cover. Doesn't matter who's out there with him. So Stephon Diggs, easy number 4. That takes us to our top 3. And if you had any of these guys in fantasy, you know how special this season has been. Jamar Chase comes in at 3, big playmaker for the Bengals. Again, we love him in the lineup, having him in the action here. So Jamar Chase, a big season as a rookie, unprecedented year, and he builds that up here in the playoffs. Number 2 is Deebo Samuel. He's really one of the better wide receivers and running backs and quarterbacks in this fantasy football and reality version of the wild card playoffs and beyond to Super Bowl 56. Deebo's just had a special season. He stayed healthy. Jack of all trades, does all of them well, master of all of them here. So Deebo Samuel comes in at number 2. And number 1, we started with the Ram at number 14, Odell Beckham Jr. We closed the ultimate Ram, Cooper Kupp. The triple crown of wide receivers here this season, receptions, yards, and touchdowns. What a big year for Cooper Kupp. He dominated the fantasy landscape. By far the number 1 wide receiver on the board. There's a wide receiver 1. Big year for Cooper Kupp. The peak of his career here. So he's going to keep rolling here. And you know the Rams are going to trust him quite a bit with Matthew Stafford. So there you have it. There's your 14 top wide receivers from 14-1 in the NFL playoffs here in 2021-2022. Thanks so much for listening to Locked On Fantasy Football, making us your first listener every day. We're going to take Martin Luther King Jr. Day off. That is Monday, so we're not going to have a show there Monday, as something to let you know. So we'll do our roundups on Tuesday, and we have plenty of time to break down the divisional playoffs there next week. So we'll do a roundup Tuesday, and then we'll look at the divisional playoff matchups there Wednesday and Thursday for you like we did this week. So can't wait for that. Check us out on Tuesday. Now make your second lock listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available, just like this show, to you on all platforms. For Locked On Fantasy Football for this week, for Wildcard Weekend Previews, this is Vinny Iyer. And see you on Tuesday as we break down all these games and push forward there with the Packers and Titans entering the fray for the divisional playoffs.